WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone, buckle up. It's your boy, Brandon Cole, here to dive into something seriously powerful, the art of setting boundaries and priorities. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, running on fumes, and never quite catching your breath? Yeah, me too. It's that crazy world we live in, right? But guess what? We can reclaim our time, energy, and sanity by mastering this skill, and trust me, it's way more empowering than you think. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh great, another lecture on being disciplined, hold on a sec. This isn't about becoming some rigid robot who lives by a schedule and hates fun. It's about taking control of your life, saying, yes, to the things that truly matter, and gracefully saying, no, to everything else. It's about carving out space for what fuels you, what brings you joy, and what pushes you forward. So, here are 5 golden nuggets to help you become a boundary-setting ninja. 1. Know your values. Think of your values like the North Star guiding your ship. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, adventure, learning? Identifying your core values helps you make decisions that align with who you are and what you want out of life. Ever notice how sometimes you say, yes, to things just because you feel pressured, even though deep down they don't really resonate with you? Knowing your values acts as a filter, helping you make choices that leave you feeling fulfilled instead of depleted. 2. Be honest with yourself. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. Are you constantly overcommitting yourself because you're afraid to disappoint people? Or maybe you feel like you need to prove something by doing everything thrown your way? It's okay to admit that sometimes, no is the bravest and most responsible answer. 3. Communicate clearly. Saying, no, doesn't have to be a battle. Practice expressing your boundaries with kindness but firmness. Think of it like this. You're setting up healthy fences around your time and energy, protecting what matters most. You can even try saying things like, I really appreciate you asking me, but I'm already fully committed at the moment, or, that sounds great, but it doesn't quite align with my priorities right now. 4. Prioritize like a boss. Think of your life as a pie. How do you want to slice it up? Identify the essential tasks and activities that bring you joy, contribute to your goals, and nourish your well-being. Then, learn to delegate or say no to the things that drain your energy or don't serve your bigger purpose. Remember, prioritizing isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that align with what truly matters. 5. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no to others. They're also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply relaxing and doing nothing at all. Now let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You have a friend who constantly asks you to do favors, errands, help with their projects, even just listening to them vent for hours on end. While you genuinely care about your friend, it's starting to drain your time and energy. You feel obligated to say yes, because you don't want to hurt their feelings, but secretly, you're feeling resentful and overwhelmed. This is where setting boundaries comes in. You can still be a supportive friend without sacrificing your own well-being. Try saying something like, hey, I care about you and want to be there for you, but I'm already really busy with, mention your commitments. Maybe we can catch up next week? Or, I'm happy to lend an ear for a bit, but I'm not the best person to give advice on this situation. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you become a boundary-setting master. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your progress along the way. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, maybe that friend who always needs a favor. Let's spread the word about the power of boundaries and priorities. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I want to hear your thoughts, experiences, and any boundary-setting struggles you're facing. Until next time, keep it real, stay strong, and remember, you deserve a life that feels truly fulfilling. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.